My name is Sandy Shreve, and I'm going to read three poems from my book, Suddenly So Much, published by Exile Editions. The first poem is called Appalachian Spring. It's inspired by and titled after the ballet that Aaron Copland wrote in 1944. Because the wars are not over yet, and yet these notes unfold, leaf and bud in the sun, because this is what comes of bowing strings and breathing into reeds, and what breaks the sky is dawn, not bombs, because a ballet begins with a long sliver of sound. The piano laughs. Woodwinds scamper in the grass with violins. My fingers sprout green shoots, and my shuttered heart opens. Robert Frost in Mending Wall wrote, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down." I really liked that quote, and I decided to write a poem to it. So this poem is both inspired by those lines and ends with them. The poem is called Walls. Day and night the timbers creak, withstanding wind, the clash of outer cold and inner heat. They groan from years of standing here, without their wandering roots, stripped bare of leaves and branches, stripped of bark. The human love and need for wood admires the inner grain, flattened into planks and soaked with varathane instead of sap, the swirl of years preserved within a wall. Outside, the living firs lift restless air, with outstretched arms caress their shorn and fallen cousins, transformed to shelter for our breathing. Perhaps it's only breath and wind in some precarious balance that keeps these walls upright. A house inhabited might list a bit with age upon foundations sinking into soil, but once abandoned, it's as if there's nothing left for walls to stand for. No paintings left to hold up to an eye, no couch or chair or desk to rest against. There's no one home to renovate and mend, no one to trust, except the something that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. This last poem is a triolet, and it starts with a line which is a cliché, and when I wrote this poem I was thinking about clichés or common phrases and whether something might be able to be done with them, and the triolet, being an obsessive repetitive form, struck me as a possible approach to this. Essence. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Even a dull October day lifts the spirit who loves rain. Even gray, if gray beauty is in the eye. Of the beholder, drenched in essence of mist, it is said she laughs at the ghost of sorrow, lost in what beauty is. In the eye of the beholder, even a dull October day, the spirit lifts.